my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It is great to be here. Tammy, I cannot thank you enough. It has been an honor to fight alongside you and our friends in labor the last 4 years in that state house. And everybody here, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mr. Chair, and everybody who knocked doors this last year and a half, made phone calls, who stood up for your candidate, whoever they may be. You are why we are here right now and why there is the excitement we feel right now. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I have to tell you, it is the honor of my life to get to be the Democratic nominee for Iowa's 1st Congressional District and send Rod Blum home packing and make sure we bring some common sense and decency back to Washington, D.C. in November. You know, I tell you what, when I first got into this race, oh gosh, over a year ago, there were a lot of folks who told me that Iowa was too far gone, that Democrats couldn't win again in Iowa. And I knew they were wrong, but I didn't know exactly why until I started going out within the first couple of months, talking to folks in rural Iowa and our cities. And what I realized really quickly was that 2018 wasn't going to come down to whether you were a Democrat or Republican. It was going to come down to our values. And who are we as a state and as a country? Do we step up for our neighbors or do we not? And the Iowa that I grew up in, the folks I know in this room, we step up for each other. And that, my friends, is why I have so much hope here. And hope, that's the other thing I learned while I was walking around talking to folks. You know, Iowa and our country, we don't grow out of division and fear. We grow from hope. Hope and the idea that you work hard and you're not just making a living, but you're able to have a good life. Hope and hope and that idea that your kids can get a good education and do better than you did. Hope that if you get sick, you don't have to file for bankruptcy. And hope if you got a small family farm that's been in your family for generations, that you're thinking of that next generation and not worried about a president starting a trade war on Twitter. Hope is what's on the line and on the ballot in 2018. Hope is what those Republicans in Iowa and in that U.S. House have tried to take from us, but we have held on to. And it's why I vow to work my tail off every single day, making sure we take back this U.S. House seat so we can take back that U.S. House. But not just that. We've got to take back that governor's mansion in that state capitol. Because at the end of the day, Iowa is my home. And this is our country. And it is my honor to get to work alongside you all every single day to take it back. Thank you.